True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Kang asked you a question during the commercial break. I said, stop. Let's talk about it on the air. The question was?
Gator, are you going to go to the Red Wing games tomorrow?
Thinking about it. And they're playing Nashville. But it's the biggest bar night of the year, right? That's tomorrow night.
Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah. Friday night, I'm going to be at 24 Seconds because Bob and 24 Seconds are celebrating their 20th anniversary. Right. So there's going to be some local sports people that'll be there, kind of bartending and just hanging out and talking to people, really, is really kind of what it is, and celebrating 20 years at 24. I don't know about tomorrow night. Maybe I haven't made my mind up. You know, take on what Nashville is tomorrow night.
But what else is tomorrow night, Ken?
Yeah, the real reason I was asking, because the first 7,500, get that new hot new gravy boat.
Oh, the Zamboni gravy boat?
That's right.
Oh,
it looks fantastic. I think there's four. It looks like there might be four different kinds of these Zamboni gravy boats.
And who amongst us can resist? Kenny? Kenny, are you going to go tomorrow night to get your Zamboni gravy boat?
I might end up there, but I don't care about the gravy. I always thought that was a little bit overhyped.
Wait,
that's
hold
just
on,
me.
Hold on. If you get a gravy boat, can I have it if you don't want it?
Sure. You can. If I end up with a gravy boat, it's all yours. You get first dibs.
Really? You sure. Don't want the Zamboni gravy boat?
Yes.
You think it's overhyped? I think it sounds like the coolest gravy boat ever made.
I also use gravy so infrequently that I don't think I would really need it.
Yeah, but rank gravy boats. Where does this one rank?
The top of the gravy boat.
Who gives away the number one ranked gravy boat?
That's pretty
good. Kenny Cott. That's
I'm shocked that Kenny, that's his opinion. By the way, you can put anything in you want in this. It doesn't have to be gravy.
You can put lemonade in there. You can
yes.
put ketchup.
Whatever.
You can put ketchup to pour on your hot dog.
The video, shots of Captain in there.
Yeah, the video of the Red Wings I have out has mashed potatoes in one of the boats,
yeah.
And
then you're
pouring gravy with
yeah.
the other boat into it.
I'm watching it. I'm watching
salivating.
It right yeah.
Wow.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
How much kale could you put in there, Doug?
How much kale? I don't know how big the gravy boat is.
It's not that big.
No.
No, but not a lot of kale. My answer is not a lot.
Well, doesn't kale shrink when you cook it?
Yeah, it does.
It shrinks when it gets colder, but.
Something else.
All right. So we were just talking in the Blitz thingy about the spitting incident with Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Last night in the Monday Night Football game, Juwan Jennings got schnutted by Trayvon Merrig of the Carolina Panthers during the game. So after the game, he went up to him and punched him, which I'm sure Lewis Riddick is reading the script right now for the NFL turning point on the rough night for Juwan Jennings. But what is worse? Somebody punching you down there or spitting on you?
I mean, nobody wants either, man. Getting punched in the junk, that to me is like, what on earth are you doing? The spit is like something personal. Like that person really despises you and they spit on you. A punch to the junk is like, that's just kind of spur of the moment.
Yeah.
Like you're upset. You do. And you don't do either.
No, it's an incredibly low blow.
Yeah. There's no pain associated with getting spit on. There's pain associated with getting punched in the junk. However, the intent behind the spit,
dude,
is what leads to big time confrontation.
You know how it's like you're standing with someone and they're just talking and spit flies out of their mouth and lands on you?
Yeah.
I want to throw away the clothes that they landed on. Like, I just find it to be so disgusting. If somebody spit in my face, I don't know that there's anything worse than that. So I would say getting spit on is worse than getting punched down there.
Because that's an intentional spit. Mm-hmm. And the intent behind it is it's a big F you.
To you. It's disgusting. And it is next level disrespectful.
Now, at the same time, I don't know what on earth possesses somebody to punch somebody else in the junk. What is it? What's that about?
I don't know. I didn't see any follow up on that, whether what Merrick had to say, but Juwan Jennings wasn't having it, and he waited till after the game, and I suspect he'll get suspended now, right? NFL.
Well, it's what you do at the end of the games.
Not, no, maybe not, because he's not chief. He didn't punch a chief. He punched a non-chief, so the rules might be different.
Well, but he's also not a chief.
Well, yeah.
So they wouldn't be lenient on him because he's not a chief. They still might throw the book at him.
Yeah, but if you punch a non-chief, it's not nearly as big a crime as punching a chief.
Given.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be interesting to see the head of that conundrum.
I think he'll get... Let's see. Suspended, though? I mean, it's a punch.
Pine Branch got suspended.
It's a flat-out punch. He should get suspended. Yeah.
Kang, which one's worse? What Merrick did to Juwan Jennings or what Jamar Chase did to Jalen Ramsey?
Ooh, man. The more disrespectful one is the spitting. Yeah. That's just complete disrespect. That's just disrespect. But no one wants to get hit down there like that. That's just pain.
Yep.
I'd rather get hit down there.
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, the other one's gross and disrespectful.
Yeah,
I feel like if the officials see it happen, if they know what happened, I kind of feel like after the game, if you're going to handle your business, the officials should turn around and just go ahead, take your shot. You get one shot.
It's like prison rules here.
I mean,
are you talking about around?
In either of those cases, a spitting or schnutting?
Both so bad. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And the fact that the player that's going to retaliate from that is the one that gets potentially suspended and the other guy doesn't. The other guy just gets a fine. And that's wrong.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the video of the incident. If they've got video of the guy punching him in the junk,
yep,
then he should be. How about he get suspended? He's ringing the bell.
Mike Tomlin had the greatest response for the Jalen Ramsey, Jamar Chase thing.
What'd he say?
They asked him about it and he said, he has no message. Someone spits in your face, you do what comes natural.
That's
absolutely the perfect response, if you ask me. Yeah, that's
I'm not going to be upset if somebody does it to you.
Yep.
Hey.
It comes natural.
Well.
Yeah, but I mean, the guy, if he punched him in the junk, was he watching Dumb and Dumber and reenacting the montage fight scene that he gets into?
I feel like he was trying, Doug, I mean, when you watch it, you feel like he was trying to get away with one? Like, I was trying to block or tackle him, you know what I mean? But
you always try to make it look like
a Dominican Sue response.
Yeah, because it wasn't like he just, you know, they didn't like square up and he just hit him there. It was in a bit of a
scrum, and
I was like, just extending right my foot.
Power ranking updates. Power ranking updates. Pro Football Talk: the Lions have dropped down to number 9. The consequences of Ben Johnson's departure are starting to surface. Dun dun dun.
I'm hating this narrative all season long.
I know.
I just hate this narrative.
Look, Ben Johnson was lost. Got it. Yep. Would rather have him than not have him.
I don't know if it'd look too much different. Here's the thing. Frank Ragnow retired. Mm-hmm. That's the news.
Sports Illustrated has the Lions at number 6, moving up from number 8. I love the line. The Lions were briefly trapped in the Jameis Winston vortex.
That's a great line.
And Sports Illustrated, I'm sorry, ESPN.com has the Lions holding steady at number 8.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. Ryan Day met with the media today, the Ohio State head coach. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something. I watched a lot of his press conferences, and I watched last year's press conference prior to the Michigan game. And after watching last year's press conference, it actually made me think, Michigan might have a chance here. After watching Ryan Day talk to the media last year prior to Michigan, Ohio State, it made me think Michigan might have a chance here. After watching Ryan Day today meet with the media, head coach at Ohio State, I will say I think he's in a much better headspace. I mean, that's what winning a national championship will do.
Should.
But I think he's in a much better headspace than he was a year ago in terms of this week and the preparation for this team. And, you know, in this game, one area that the last 2 years Michigan has really had the upper hand, special teams. Michigan kickers 5 for 5 against the Buckeyes, field goals. Ohio State's Jaden Fielding 2 for 5. Fielding's back. Zavada is still here. Zavada has not had the same kind of year. Michigan's dominated in the punt game, exchange of punts, the last couple of years. Ohio State botched a kickoff and took over once inside their 6 last year. So we're talking about something that, if you ask Michigan fans how they feel about the special teams, they don't feel great. Those are things that they've counted on and relied on the last couple of years. We'll see how they translate. But my outsider's opinion, and I'm not around Ryan Day, so you can throw this opinion out, but I think he appears to be in a much, much better headspace. Going into Michigan week, we shall see. I know Sharon is. I've been around Sharon, and I've seen what he's like this week, and I think he plays the right buttons to get the best out of his team. But we'll see.
Well, they're definitely in Ohio State's head. The question is Ohio State going to be able to deal with it this year or not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if these wide receivers at that tandem, if they play. But they played without them last week, and they didn't have much of an issue. Their defense is so good this year. Yep. That's the star of the show.
Statistically, they are off the charts. And they have really dominated who's on their schedule. And we'll, Ryan Day said today, take away what they do best. Well, that probably means take away the run game. See if Bryce can beat them.
I will make a comment about the game that I think that, and you tell me if I'm wrong, because you know better than I would. I think if Ohio State's able to run the football appreciably better than Michigan runs the football, I think Ohio State wins this game.
Oh, yeah.
it doesn't even matter that you've got star receivers. If they're not able to play, if they can run it, they don't care about throwing the football.
I mean, I think what you just said would apply both teams. If you could appreciably run the ball better, because it's going to be 28 degrees with double-digit winds and snow coming down. Now, that doesn't mean you can't throw the ball. Michigan had a huge throw in the snow in the 2021 game to Cornelius Johnson in the goal line, and he slid through the back of the end zone on the ground on the snow. That was a snow pat, a deep ball. So 248-539-9797, Sam in Shelby Township. Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys. So I don't care whatever how Ryan Day sounds and everything, his little sound bites of we're going to drop 100 on him and this and that. Let him keep talking the way he was. When's the last time he's beat us?
Yeah, but he's not talking like that.
No, he's not. He sounds different.
It's okay. Let him sound different. It all comes down to how you're going to coach when the day comes. And to me, he cannot beat Michigan. He did it 1 year. It was a fluke. After that, we exposed the way that he is with that team.
How many points did they throw up on him when the one that came?
A bunch.
Like 56 or something like that.
But I don't care about his wins. How many times have you won the big game?
Well,
he could win that national championship last year. They won their national championship last year, but without beating us.
Who cares?
That means I don't care how.
Actually, some people down there care.
But when we did it, we beat them and went undefeated. So it just shows you who's a better team and who's a better coach.
Right. Well, Sam, I'll tell you this: it certainly would be more gratifying to beat that rival when you win it all. But I will just give you my honest assessment. Last year, I thought Day sounded really tight on game week. And I don't know that his football team didn't reflect that on that Saturday. I think last year was one of the more stunning results I've ever seen in that game. But there have been massive upsets that have taken place. If the team reflects the demeanor of the head coach, and I think Michigan has reflected the demeanor of Sherrone Moore in this rivalry, who's 2-0 coaching against Ohio State, I think, and last year with a very flawed team, still managed to win, I think Day's demeanor is better. I'm just making the observation. You obviously don't care, Sam. I'm just making the observation. But I also call him like I see him, and so I'm not going to blow smoke up your channel and say anything different than the way I feel about it. Also, rivalry game is the Lions and Packers. Do you expect a lot of Packer fans?
You know, normally we see Packer fans all over the place, but it is Thanksgiving, so it might be less, but I still think you're going to see a Packer presence. I think there'll be, you're going to see lots of green and yellow out there.
Yeah. I mean, I always find it interesting if your team's on a Thanksgiving trip, road trip. If the Lions, this is obviously never happening, but if the Lions on Thanksgiving were playing somewhere close by, I wouldn't uproot my family and go. On Thanksgiving, the Lions were playing like Christmas Day in Chicago. I wouldn't uproot my family and go. I'm always pseudo impressed that people do these road trips on holidays for the NFL.
Yeah,
it's a commitment.
It is a commitment, and you know, I would imagine that the majority of those people to make that commitment, there's a reason for them coming in town other than the game. Like they know somebody in town, they've got friends, they've got family. That it makes sense.
Yeah. But the Packers, I mean, the cool thing about the NFC North is fans do travel, and you can have some good back and forth and interaction. I don't know that anybody travels as well as Lions fans right now who've been incredible at stadium takeovers. Nobody's taken over Ford Field these days, that's for sure. But be intrigued to see what the numbers are like, because part of that is a willingness of the hometown fans to move their tickets in the first place, and I don't know how many of those are up for grabs for this one, but we shall see. Rico Beard has sauntered into the studio and joins us now. Rico, how are you?
I'm good, man. I was very entertained. With the new speakers, we can really hear what's going on, and I was listening to your last caller, and
he's convinced. I mean, look, when it's going great, and I think things are headed shading a good place, I agree. But I thought Ryan Day looked like he was.
No. Better than that, it was just like, yeah, they won a national title, but they didn't beat us. Like,
it is a feather in the cap for Michigan fans. I will also tell you, it is a major point of angst from the Columbus people. I've talked to them. Might not be everybody.
I understand, but if given the choice, that's what I would do. So,
all right. So these guys are on deck. Have a great show. Stay safe, everybody, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.